Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Milan Jurkovic, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Well, welcome to New Life Live. This is Larry Sonnenberg. I'm sitting in for Steve today, and it's a good day today. I've got Chris Williams here with me on my left.
Yeah, good to be here.
Yeah, and Dr. Sherry Keffer here on my right. Hi, Sherry.
Hey, it's great to be with you both.
And it's an exciting day for Sherry. We're going to talk a little bit here about her brand new book just out.
Intimate Deception. I know. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, it has been. You've taken a lot of ribbing through the years.
I have. But you know what? I have to say, I'm very thankful. I know Steve kept just saying, yeah, Dr. Sherry, yeah, she doesn't have her book out yet. But you know what? It's here.
Yeah, it's in print, and I've read it. And
yeah.
It's quite a book.
It is.
You've done a little research.
I've done a little research. I've done research with women that I've talked to.
Yeah.
And this is what we've found out, that there is actually painful things that happen to us because of the deception, because of the lying. Mm-hmm. So, you know that phrase, that old adage, addicts lie, they lie a lot. And we kind of say that lightly, but behind every lie is actually a woman that's wounded. Mm-hmm. And so it's important that we address this and turn this whole thing around, because the sexual acting out isn't good for her. It's not good for him. It hurts the family. So, you know, really at New Life, we're here about turning everything around so that we can have healthier, whole people.
Well, and what I appreciate about this book is it fits well within your mantra of be brave. And so, Sherry, you have taken on very hard truths that many of us would rather keep buried in the sand. But I commend you for going after those hard truths and discovering the research and discovering the impact that infidelity and betrayal and deceit have on a person's life. This is so critically important.
Chris said something I want to ask you is, why is this topic not discussed more out in the church?
Well, I sat this weekend and wrote 100 cards out to people, pastors, influencers all across the nation, asking them for help. Because that very thing, this is one of those taboo topics that's not talked about.
Yeah.
And it needs to be, because from the Gallup poll that, you know, it was taken within the last couple years, 50% of around 50%, 53 or something of people struggle, pastors struggle in the church, and even more struggle in the pews. So it is a real topic with a lot of real pain that's sitting there every Sunday morning and nobody's talking about it.
Right.
Well, and it's so critically important, because we can't pretend that these don't deeply affect our relationships and they don't deeply affect our identity. There is nothing in our lives as adults that our sexuality or the deception therein and the brokenness doesn't impact. And so it's so critically important we have these conversations. And again, going back to this book, Intimate Deception, is there is really no stone unturned. Out of all the books that I've read in this topic, this is as comprehensive as they get.
Thank you. I love it. Well, you know, and I think about the thousands of people that influence this. In fact, a couple of artists are in here where I had God sightings. Those were both New Life Ministries women.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's real.
And it's for any gift this month, you make a gift to New Life, we'll send you this book. It's that simple. If you can give $5, if you can give $500, whatever you give, we'll send you a copy of Sherry's book. You're going to love it. And we're going to be on for two more hours. So call us at 800-229-3000. Talk to Chris and Dr. Sherry.
Thank Just you. Call me Sherry.
Okay. Bye-bye.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. Larry Sonnenberg sitting in for Steve Arterburn with Chris Williams and Dr. Sherry Keffer. And before we go to the phones, I wanted to tell you about a movie that's coming out. It's called I Can Only Imagine. It's coming out on March 16th. It is a movie you are going to want to see. I was privileged to go to the premiere back in Nashville last week, just before the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, and talk about a well-received, incredible movie. It's got great actors. It is all about redemption. And it's not a movie you're going to be ashamed to take anybody to. This is about the lead singer of Mercy Me, Bart Millard, and he was in a real tough relationship with his father growing up, abused, beat, and later in life, they reconciled. And it's a beautiful story. You're going to laugh. You're going to cry. It's a fabulous, well-produced movie, and I can't say highly enough. Go to that movie. Go March 16th. Put it on your calendars and check out. Go online to I Can Only Imagine. Google that and look at the preview.
You know, it's amazing how many of us love his songs, but little did we know there was a lot of pain behind it. Mm-hmm. And so when someone is this brave that they're willing to come out, share their story, it's that real raw stuff that we can all relate to because it's really our story in many ways. So good for him and watch it.
Yep. Okay. Let's talk to Tom in St. Petersburg, Florida. He listens on podcast. Hello, Tom. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Can you hear me okay? Yeah. I never know with this phone.
Yes, we can. So
great.
How can we help you?
Well, the high-level view is my daughter and son-in-law. My daughter's name is Lacey. They both believers and, you know, going to church and just all seemingly well. He started having doubts and so forth, but, you know, nothing is seemingly unmanageable. He went away on a work trip last 10 days or so, came back and had an affair, admitted it, and said he wanted a divorce, and he was done. And basically, this is like out of the blue. Like, where did that come from? And, you know, citing a main reason why he totally doesn't believe anymore, wants nothing more to do with Christianity, he doesn't want to, you know, quote, waste his life living with someone who is a believer. It's like, it's almost like a movie or something. But anyway, so we're just looking for, her father, looking for ways that I can maybe counsel her, advise her, you know, what to do, steps to take, how to handle it. You know, it's just totally new territory. And hopefully I can glean.
And does she wants to try to restore the marriage and try to reconcile, or is she just wanting to know?
Yeah. She definitely does not want out. She says she vowed for life. And, you know, she thinks there's no reason this can't work out. Because keep in mind, up until even like a week ago, it was like, great, you went to church with her, you know, listened to some, sermons online, and like thought it was great. It's almost like some metamorphosis took place. And it's, she would like to restore it. He says he has no interest in restoring it.
Yeah. Well, Tom, this is a heartbreaking situation. And I think, thank you for calling in. And thank you for loving your daughter as much as you do. And I just want to say, first and foremost, the best thing that you could do before giving your daughter advice, before kind of guiding her with, you know, some next steps, is just continuing to express your love and your support for her. Showing up as a loving dad right now is going to be, is meeting one of her number one needs right now, that there is a man in her life that supports her, that loves her, that believes in her. More than anything else. And, you know, unfortunately, this is a key indication that your son-in-law has been living a double life. It may feel new to your daughter, but it's certainly not new to him. And I think that, you know, speaking of, you know, Sherry's new book, I mean, Sherry, what do you have to say to this? There's a lot here.
Yeah, I appreciate you pointing out the fact that he's been living a double life, because truly the metamorphosis doesn't happen overnight. You and I both know that usually there's something happening for a while, and it just comes out when they're ready to leave. But let me say this, two things about your daughter. First off, it says something that I believe is in the heart of women. It's actually in our DNA, and I talk about this in the book. God, in the Garden of Eden, named us. He gave us a name, and our name is Ezer Kenegdo, which means warrior or of fierce strength. Now, fierce strength, and I see that, and I know you see it, Larry, and I know you see it, Chris. When there is betrayal, I am shocked how many women step up and they want to fight. They want to fight for that relationship. And so, bottom line, I honor her want to fight. In light of that, I want to also say that she's probably in shock because she didn't see this coming. And so in the first chapter of my book, it's actually called You're Not Alone. The woman in the story that I talk about, her name is Lacey. So funny that your daughter's name is Lacey. And in the first chapter of the book, it's You're Not Alone, and her name is Lacey too. And it was a story about her desire to fight for her marriage as well. So I suggest, like Chris does, you hug her, you stand with her. You stand with her and through all the phases that she will go to. And if she wants to fight, then we want to provide her with those resources until she makes a different choice if he's not willing to come around.
Yeah.
What about counseling? Is that where she should do first?
Yeah, I think it would be fabulous for her to get in touch. In fact, stay on the line, and we'll hook you into one of our New Life counselors. Mm-hmm. We've got therapists all over the country, and there's someone that would love to sit with her and help her look at the steps.
And we want to send you a copy of Intimate Deception for your daughter.
Yeah.
And I know that's going to help. So we wish there were more easy buttons in life and more formulas that would just automatically get people on the right track. If some point in time, if he could come to an Every Man's Battle workshop, that would be fabulous too.
Yeah.
But I know that's a ways away from where he's at right now.
But this is the deal. When I look back at my first marriage, it was the hardest battle I ever fought. And I tell the story in the book. And there are some men, when you fight and when you begin to set boundaries, they turn around. They actually go, oh, I don't know that I want to lose you. And there are others that don't. You need two people to win in any relationship after betrayal, but it's definitely worth stepping in. And we've got the resources here, the conferences here at New Life to help them and others.
Yeah. So stay on the line, Tom, and let us get you connected to our call center to help you with some of the resources.
What a good dad for
calling. Yeah, what a great dad.
I'm like, I love him.
Yeah.
If every dad would call when their daughter experienced betrayal trauma, that we'd have a better world.
Yes,
love that. Yeah. So kudos to you,
we
Tom.
Need dads. Every Man's Battle is this Friday. Any of you that are had some experience similar to what Tom's wife and son-in-law are going through. It's in Dallas, Texas. It's still room. Give us a call at 800 New Life. Okay, let's go to Shirley on line three here. Shirley, hi. Thanks for calling New Life. How can we help you today?
Hi. Yes, I have a question in regard to my grandson. He is 9 years old. He was just expelled from the third grade.
Wow.
The counselor and the school psychologist told my daughter that he should be admitted immediately into the local psych ward to be tested.
What did he do to get expelled?
Over a period of time, he has become progressively more aggressive, to the point of when they try to hold him or calm him, he will actually headbutt his teacher, his, you know, the guidance counselor or the principal. They got to the point, instead of calling my daughter, they would just evacuate the classroom, and the principal would stand in the doorway while he got angrier and angrier and frustrated, and would start ripping papers and throwing desks, anything, just out of pure frustration.
Shirley, where is the dad?
They are divorced. My daughter left him 6 years ago. He was abusive from day one. She can't even talk about her honeymoon. My grandson was in her womb in the most violent area, time of their marriage. And when he was born, he witnessed a lot. He has an older brother who is 10. And she had three miscarriages prior to those two boys because of the abuse. When they came to my house, we did not expect what happened. But this particular grandchild would wake up at 3 years of age screaming at the top of his lungs from a deep sleep in the middle of the night. So we know that there's something going on, but we need to know what to do from this point.
Well, I think that this is a very, very critical moment in his life. He is showing clear signs of trauma reactions to an underdeveloped brain, for lack of a better word, is that he has not experienced safety, and so he's not learned how to control his emotions, and he gets easily triggered, oftentimes outside of his control. And so he needs as much help as possible. I do believe a psychiatric evaluation can be very helpful to understand what's going on. But the where I would really guide this process is for the entire family, everyone involved, to get into some trauma care and trauma recovery care, and to see what's out there for, you know, children of trauma, to get as much support for him as he possibly can. And he may have to be removed from school, but I would also press in on school districts, because oftentimes they are legally obligated to provide resources for children just like this.
He's already been expelled.
Well, even if he's expelled, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
If he's expelled from the school, he's still a child within that district.
Right.
So, Shirley, this is how gravely sad this is, and I know you feel this. You're the grandma, but when we look at it and we think, well, something's going wrong. What's going on? The truth is something happened to him. And this is the very reason why, in cases of domestic violence, that therapists, you know, in different states there's different parameters, but are given the option to call Child Protective Services, because that little guy has been around violent, yelling, screaming, aggression ever since he came into the world.
And before.
And before, yeah. Exactly. You're right, Larry, even in the womb. And so now everybody's kind of looking at this child going, what's wrong with him? But I want to say what's wrong that happened to him. Mm-hmm. And he needs intensive treatment. He needs to be treated with compassion and not looked at some weird, odd kid that's not going to be able to turn this around, but really he needs intensive treatment. And I would do everything that they're telling you. I would actually get him in to more of a place where he can inpatient or heavy counseling, where he can really have somebody help him with his anger, because he's hurting. He's that hurting.
The family counseling sounds important.
My question is this. We have researched places, financially, the door is closed. Everywhere we go, it's too expensive. My daughter can't afford it. We can't afford it.
Well, so, let me tell you something, and you might not like what I'm going to say, but I know people that put seconds on their home to get little kids like this turned around, because if you don't do anything, he can't stop. He needs your help.
Okay, we got to go to a break. We'll be back right after this.
The Take Your Life Back workshop is coming to Orange County, California, March 16th through the 18th.
This weekend has been a chance to honestly share my feelings and to begin ownership of them. I learned how to stand up for myself. I experienced positive feelings that I hadn't experienced before.
Steve Arterburn and Dr. Dave Stoop will teach you how to take charge of your past and your current circumstances so you can look forward with confidence and faith to the road ahead.
This weekend has been just the beginning of taking my life back. I leave with a renewed power to trust in God on a daily basis, a commitment to move forward in my recovery by continually taking my life back.
It's time to take your life back. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
If you really want to take your life back, then I would highly recommend it.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You are a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, we're back. Chris, you had something you wanted to say in closing with Shirley.
Yeah, you know, surely in the difficult situations that you and your family, especially your daughter and your grandson, are in, it is too easy to fall into, and very natural to fall into, a powerless, helpless, hopeless position.
Yep.
But unfortunately, that keeps the harm alive. And so what I want to encourage you to do is that not to take no for an answer, to fight and to push and to really be on this little boy's side to get him the help that he wants. The school district in many states, I don't know what it is in Pennsylvania, but many school districts around the country are required to provide services outside of just the classroom for children who are in crisis or are having difficulty. And then looking at other options. And there's, you know, other organizations that can probably help this boy that would be willing to help them. So stay fighting, Shirley. Stay in it and push forward.
Is there a book that comes to mind we could send Shirley that would help Shirley maybe take your life back?
Yeah, because that really addresses, you know, when you feel like you're losing your way. And okay. So I think it'd be good.
You know, we were sharing at the opening of the book, opening of the radio program, Sherry's new book, Intimate Deception.
Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal.
Thank you.
That's the title, but the tagline is as important as the message because it really is how to help women heal. Women are my primary audience. Even though men could read it, I've had some men say it was helpful, but it's really how to heal those wounds that are inflicted because of the deception. And
Well, I also talked about the movie, You Can Only Imagine, I Can Only Imagine. And I wanted to say we have a featured resource this month, which goes along with that movie. It's called Making Peace with Your Father. It's a book by Dave Stoop. So give us a call at 800-NEW-LIFE and ask about that book. It could be helpful if you've experienced anything like what you'd see in that movie. So let's go on. Let's talk to Ruth in Philadelphia. Hello, Ruth. How are you doing? You listen to WFIL.
Yes, hi. How are you today?
Good. How can we help you?
Good. I first want to thank you all for everything that you do. I've read so many books that you guys have provided. I'm actually calling because I know you're always limited on time, so I want to get right to my questions. My husband and I have been separated formally since January. We were living in the house but separated as of Thanksgiving because of an emotionally abusive situation, and that emotional abuse kept referring back to incidents of physical abuse that that we've had. So I physically separated from him in January, and he has since been going to counseling. I have been going to counseling. I would like to get my kids in counseling, but in the meantime, I would meet with he and his counselor, and they are trying to make me feel as if me insisting on a separation is living out of fear and unfair to the marriage. And I feel like the opposite. I feel like me just separating and not divorcing is an act of faith. But I just want to make sure that I am as Christian as possible in handling our situation, because I don't want our children to feel like our toxic relationship habits are normal or healthy. And I also want to protect them from his fits of rage and any bad habits that I have that feed his fits of rage. So I don't know if that...
Well, Ruth, first off, thank you for being so vulnerable to ask a question. It's even to bring it here when that is the counsel or the direction that you feel is coming towards you. I mean, it's really risky. You could have called us and we might have said the same thing, but I'm not going to say the same thing because
surprise,
we just got off the phone, as you heard, with another, with a grandmother where there was physical domestic violence. Did you hear that call?
I did, and it terrified me.
Okay.
Because that's exactly what I don't want. I don't want my son, we have a son and a daughter, and I don't want my son to think that it's okay, and I don't want them to take on the pattern.
Did they see you be physically abused by your husband?
I believe my daughter saw one.
Okay.
I'm afraid to ask her if she saw, because I don't want her to have any other weight outside of her father. They did see him throw things. They did see his fits of rage with the cussing and the name calling. And
so get it. So this is the deal. I think right now, as an act of faith, you've drawn a boundary and you're requiring safety. And I actually applaud you. I think it takes a lot of courage to do that. I would circle back with those that you're with and ask them. Mm-hmm. I want you to be brave and go back and ask them, so why do you think that I am being fearful, or why do you think that I'm not collaborating with a marriage? Because
they say, because I'm living in the past.
Okay.
Who says that?
The counselor and my husband.
Have you met with that counselor alone?
Briefly before the joint session. She's not my counselor. I have my own personal counselor.
Okay. Because it's very, very common for people who are prone to fits of rage and anger problems to live in their own deception, to live in their own systems of denial. And so I don't think she's getting the full truth. You need to stand on truth, Ruth, before anything else. And to get counsel from somebody, they need to be open to your truth.
And have you been open with that couples counselor and told them all that's happened?
Yes.
Okay, and they're still saying that. You know what's confusing to me is I don't think you're living in the past. I think you're living in the present.
Exactly.
And you're really trying to just protect your family. So I think it's okay. You need it to be safe before he comes back home, right?
Okay, we're going to go to a break. We'll be back right after this.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, hey, honey, watch this with me. And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix, so we canceled Netflix and subscribe to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, we're back. I want to have Chris just make a final comment here for you, Ruth.
Yeah, this is really important, especially since we have back-to-back calls about domestic violence abuse, whether that be emotional or physical. We oftentimes think of fidelity or faithfulness in terms of sexuality or being sexually faithful. But if we are causing physical, emotional, psychological harm to another person, that is a clear sign of infidelity. I want to make sure that that is crystal clear. And I don't want any bones about that, because it is so important that we be able to protect the safety and sanctity not only of a marriage sexually, but also physically and emotionally. And that goes doubly true for children in the home. So, Ruth, I just want to encourage you to stay strong in this. Keep with your boundaries and keep strong in your truth. On New Life TV, we have great segments on this.
Yeah, Leslie Vernick has done some on – her book is called The Emotionally Destructive Marriage. And looking at the difference between one that's disappointing and one that's destructive. So
we'll send that to Ruth.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you.
Perfect.
That would be great.
Yes.
So check out TV.NewLife.com. Yeah.
Thank you, Ruth, for calling. You know, before we go to Anya, I want to read – I don't know if I'll read the whole letter or part of it. I got this letter in the mail. And it was very encouraging. And it says, I was listening to the New Life program today, catching up on a few that I missed. And I heard the one where you expressed your resentment at having to ask people to fund what is the greatest ministry in the United States. And I'd argue the world. I couldn't agree with you more. I was frustrated. Frustrated for not being in a better financial situation to significantly bless New Life. And frustrated because I haven't been donating over the decade plus that I've been listening to Steve and his crew. At that very instance, I believe God gave me an idea. While I don't have a lot to contribute personally right now, I hope to be the instrument God uses to substantially benefit New Life via professional relationships and friendships I have with the trustee of a very large foundation that focuses on Christian ministries. And she goes on to talk about how big that foundation is and that She has talked to the chairman of the board and told him about New Life and wants to submit a request on our behalf.
Yes, that amen to that. Yeah.
That's and creative so gifting right there.
I talked to her on the phone Friday, and she said, I want you to call me because I want you to know I'm not a crackpot. And we had a delightful call. But
More like a pot of gold. Really, when somebody is willing to look at their resources, and if they can't give, then what can they give, right? Yeah.
And what can they do connection-wise?
Yeah,
maybe you know
perfect.
Somebody. One of the reasons foundations give money is it's they know of somebody. If we know or you know somebody who serves on the board or as a trustee of a foundation, that helps so much in getting our foot in the door to get a grant request considered. But the other thing she said is she had listened for a decade plus and she hasn't been donating. Well, some people don't donate because they're in a tough situation, mm-hmm. and she explained her situation. Other people don't give because they just think they don't need to and somebody else will take care of it.
Yeah.
And I'm on a campaign this year to get first-time people to give. So I'm just asking if you're out there listening and you've been listening for a long time or maybe just for a couple of months, would you call 800 New Life and say, hey, I really think that it's my turn to step up. Mm-hmm. I'd like to make a gift.
Yeah.
And we'll give you Sherry's new book, the book Intimate Deception, Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal, if you make a gift this month.
And again, just to give another plug, because Sherry probably wouldn't do this for herself, so I have no problem. There's not a ministry out there that I know of that is going to attack head-on the issues that of betrayal and deception that Sherry attacks in this book, not only from a faith perspective, but from real hardcore research. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a book that's not only going to be making waves in the faith community, but this is going to be making waves in the non-faith community as well, just by the people who have already endorsed it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chris. Well, I have to say one more thing. It is the preliminary research that I did, and I'm in two other studies right now, showed that 76% of the women who took this survey showed clinical signs of post-traumatic stress at some stage of it. So it does show that it happens. In fact, I have a questionnaire in the front of the book that women can take in order to find out what symptoms they're having so they can reach out.
Yeah.
Because they need to reach out to get help.
Absolutely.
Okay. Two more hours after this program, so keep calling if you're listening. 800-229-3000. Let's speak with Anya in Kingston, PA. Listens on WBYN out of Boyertown. Hello there, Anya.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, God. I'm very grateful of you guys and your service to the community.
Thank you. What can we do for you today?
Yes, I'm calling because I have a concern. I have a nephew that is into pornography and masturbation, and I'm trying to help him, and I was trying to find, videos or books, Christian-wise, to help him, but I haven't been successful on that. I don't see pastors preaching about that and talking about things like that for young people. So
old people.
That's my question to you guys.
Yeah. Well, I think, great question. Unfortunately, we're not talking about this enough in many of our churches. There are some churches that are doing a great job of confronting this issue. And I think just pointing in the right direction, I mean, Every Man's Battle is a great starting point here. And one of the things about pornography and masturbation is that it's becoming more and more acceptable, normalized in such a profound way. But one of the things that I like to highlight that we don't often understand about this is it becomes a drug to medicate mm-hmm. our difficult emotions. And so – but in the medication of that, it becomes an addiction, which then takes away our ability to emotionally connect with another human being.
It causes them to isolate.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so that give and take relational dynamic is hijacked because he's taking care of his own needs. And so being able to help him see that there is support and relational support for this, and that's where I see oftentimes that men in 48 hours – can learn how to emotionally connect, or at least start to emotionally connect with every man's battle.
You know, that he can read a book, he can look at a video, but nothing is going to help him out of this like community will.
Mm-hmm.
And we can provide that kind of community at that workshop like nothing else. So that's a big encouragement that we're talking to you about, is encourage him. How old is he?
He's 22.
Yep.
He's been doing this since very young because I don't think that his parents see how dangerous that can be down the road. I mean, he has too much freedom in the computer. And at very young age, he already was looking at videos that he's not supposed to, movies that he's not supposed to. And
the fact that he's... Oh, go ahead.
Yes.
You said the fathers.
His father doesn't see how bad is that, you know. I mentioned it to him, and he's like, well, he's okay. I said, no, he's not.
Yeah.
We have different beliefs. Also, his father is from Pakistan. He's a Muslim, so I'm a Christian. So we have all this, you know.
Well, the fact that he's reaching out to you as his aunt, because nobody's taking the problem seriously in his home, is important. He's in trouble. He wouldn't be reaching out to his aunt if he wasn't feeling out of control. So it would be great if you could sponsor him to come to the weekend so that he can get around some men that care, that this matters to, and that are in the same situation as he is, and without shame or judgment are going to walk him through it. Because not one man there throws a stone.
Nope.
And the guys that are heading up the groups, those therapists, they've all been through the journey themselves. Yeah. So,
well, and I'm just sitting here with the weight that Anya said that his father doesn't see him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He doesn't see him.
Yeah.
Or even if he does, he doesn't know what to do, so he goes into denial stage.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's the key here, is that this guy needs to be seen, and not just seen for his sexual brokenness, but also seen for his good things, but seen for the crisis that he's in and helped and supported his way through it.
Anya, I hope that helps, and we're going to be doing Every Man's Battle this weekend coming up. It will be in Dallas, Texas. That may sound like overwhelming to you, but it's just a simple plane right away. And if money is an issue for the workshop, if it is, ask them about a scholarship, because we help a lot of people with scholarships. We raise a lot of money so that money never is the reason why somebody doesn't come to one of our workshops. And we want to help. And thank you for caring for your nephew.
And let's send her a copy of Every Man's Battle.
There you go. We will do that. The other workshop coming up this month is Take Your Life Back. That's going to be March 16th to the 18th right here in Orange County, California. So if that's of interest to you, give us a call at 800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. The last segment here, and it's Sherry Keffer Day here. We were talking about her new book, Intimate Deception, earlier, Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal. That's our thank you gift to you when you make a gift of any size this month. Just call 800-NEW-LIFE, go online to newlife.com, and you'll be glad you got that book. It's groundbreaking. So let's go and let's talk to, where are we? Deborah. Deborah is in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. Everything's Pennsylvania today. Hello. You also listen to Boyertown, WBYN.
Hi there.
Hi there. How can we help you?
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
The main reason that I'm calling today is I've been married for a little over 20 years and have four kiddos. I have an oldest who's 15. I have twins that are 13, and I have a younger one who's 11. And through the years, my husband has been prone to fits of rage. He has moments where, you know, if he doesn't feel admired or loved or whatever, feels overwhelmed easily, he will go off. Usually holds himself away in the study and stays out of circulation and helps only when he feels like he needs to, like if I'm desperate and my hair is all, you know, ready to pull out. And, you know, after all these years, I'm like, I'm just trying to walk a fine line in terms of, like, okay, I'd like to leave, but then I know he would be horrible to deal with in divorce. But then the Christian side of me wants to hope that maybe I could work things out with him, but then I'm afraid of what it would look like in the future. Like, do I really want to put up with that? So I'm just kind of, I'm in a place where my father actually just passed away, and I'm facing a decision in terms of, well, you know, if my mother moved down here, she lives up in New England, and I'm down here in Pennsylvania, and I've speculated about the possibility of divorcing my husband and moving in, and, you know, she would have some more finances to help me out because I can't really do it on my own.
So if you had to pose a question, what would your question be?
So my main question is, you know, because I'm trying to be Christian and trying to look at marriage in a Christian aspect, you hear the stories of men that can maybe pull it together and, you know, work through these things. I don't see that in him, quite frankly. I've had the discussions. And then, you know, at what point do you just call it quits and deal with the aftermath of everything that goes on? That's my main question.
So this is what I hear, Deborah. First off, I'm sorry about your dad's passing.
Thank you.
Yeah. And the thing that I'm hearing most is your exasperation. Kind of like stick a fork in it over it. Like not even a hope at the size of a thimble. And so just know I hear that. My question is, just what have you guys done? Because the dynamic that is there sounds long and true. And I think about our, you know, marriage intensives, and I think about the book How We Love, and I go, if he's somebody that gets into fits of rage and he wants to be admired, I'm already starting to go, I think, is he a vacillator maybe? You know, those kind of things are going on where there's paradigm shifts that can happen in your marriage, but you've got to step into the pool to do the work. And it doesn't sound like y'all have done that. Is that true?
Well, we went to counseling early on in our marriage, and you know, we did do some of that, and then of course when kids enter it, you get a whole different ball game, and then he's had difficulty keeping a job, and so the finances have just really been horrible. So we haven't really pursued more counseling after the fact. Most of the time, like if I ask him a question, he'll just kind of pull it back to himself. Well, what about me and my thoughts and my feelings? And I'm like, well, can we ever get to my feelings? Can we ever
hash it out evenly, like it's always about him.
So let me ask you this. If you had cancer in your body, would you do anything?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Girl, you got cancer in your home. You've got cancer in your marriage. And you know what? Talking about it is not going to help you. You need to take some action steps. And the first one can be to wait on the line, and we'll get you hooked into a therapist in your area, one of our therapists here at New Life, because you can't do it by just talking. I know he's heard you, you've heard him, but you need more than that. Chris, any thoughts?
Yeah, you both don't feel like you're understood or seen by each other. There is a classic, unfortunately it's classic, but it's no less painful for anyone when there is a fight for empathy and no one is listening. It's two people fighting for the victim position and neither one of them can get out of it. And so Deborah, this is a hard, really difficult place to be in, but I also want you to hear the hope in this. You're not in a new cycle. You're not in something that is unique to you and your husband. Unfortunately, you're in something that is very common, but fortunately, something that I believe has a solution. And it really can be found in the How We Love process, the way you guys learn to love each other and accept love from each other. And I would say this about your husband. I don't know him. I'm not here to diagnose him, but the pattern is what I see in my office so many times is that he is actually, I believe, struggling with deep depression.
And I would agree with that.
And he needs help for that, and he can't kind of see beyond his own hand because of the pain and the frustration and the depression that he's dealing with internally. And so, again, I think good counseling can help guide you in that direction.
Yeah. Just a quick question. With deep depression, would medication ever be something that's helpful with that, or is it always counseling oriented, or is that too specific of a question?
Both. So, okay. The clinical studies actually are pretty clear on that as far as you want to get him into, or if you see my preference would be a psychiatrist for an evaluation so that he could be prescribed the right medication and monitored with that, but also counseling to go along with that.
It is a both and. You know, you say that because you can give someone as much medication as you could give an elephant, and if that marriage is still struggling, it's going to keep that chronic depression going.
Yes.
So it really is a both and, but they're both important.
Yeah. So, Deborah, there's two books I want to send you.
Wow, you got the two book award.
Oh, yeah.
Because Larry's here. He's generous.
I always cringe when the people give two books.
I know, but here he is. He's the guy with the money, so that's awesome.
One is how to love and understand a person with depression. The other one is How We Love. And that one would be good for you and your husband to read together if you guys can sit in the same room and do that together. I think that would be really helpful.
I appreciate
for you.
That's great advice. I'm sure that'll help us move in a different direction and see where it goes.
And stay on the line and we'll get you hooked into someone, girl. So.
Wow. Well, I just wanted to say that I wanted to close with scripture. I didn't look this one up, but there's a few running around in my head. And one is a call to worship one of our pastors did years ago that I loved every Sunday. And that was, I think it's Psalm 121 maybe. I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And I would just encourage you, as you who are calling and you who are listening are dealing with these kinds of daily struggles, the pain, the hurt, not knowing what to do. Lift your eyes to the hills and remember your help comes from the Lord. But that doesn't mean you don't do anything, because we usually don't get to pray our way out of something we have behaved our way into. And so I would just encourage you to call us for help. Well, it doesn't matter what your issue is. We've got resources. We have people to help you. We've got books. We've got counselors, workshops. Give us a call.
And we care about you. I mean, every call that comes in, we really do care.
And when you make a gift, you can get a copy of Dr. Keffer's book, Intimate Deception, Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal. It's a great book. You'll be glad you got it. And I'm sorry if you need it, but there's a lot of that going around.
We've got it for you just in case.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, thanks for listening, and tune in again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.